At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash Jackpot is $3,400 thanks to NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like blind spot intervention come in. Learn more at NHTSA.com/driver tech, paid for by NHTSA. All right, Chris, you ready to play today?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Chris.
All right, Chris, Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Today, they all have to do with literature. Get more right than Raven, you're going to win, okay? Here's the thing, though. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. 3 seconds to answer each one. Ready to do it?
You got it.
Number one, Tom Hardy will star in a London-based play of Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet is a tragedy written by who?
Shakespeare.
Number two, the couple who owns Marilyn Monroe's home is suing the city for the right to demolish the home. Opposers want to see it preserved as a historic site. Marilyn had a couple high-profile marriages, including the author of Death of a Salesman. Who was that?
Miller.
Number three, Judi Dench thinks that trigger warnings are ruining the viewer experience and says, if you're that sensitive, don't go to the theater. She first made her professional debut in 1957, starring in many Shakespeare plays, such as Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and the one about a man getting a prophecy from 3 witches about becoming the King of Scotland. Which one is that?
Othello.
Number four, Stephen King announced that later this month he's releasing a book of stories called You Like It Darker. The audiobook will be narrated by Stephen King and the actor that played Colonel Dan Weaver in the TV series Falling Skies. Who's that?
No idea.
And number five, a new trailer for the upcoming Wicked movie has Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo singing popular and defying gravity. Wicked is based on The Wizard of Oz, which is an adaptation of the novel by L. Frank Baum. But what was the novel actually called?
Over the Rainbow?
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Chris.
Oh, not great. Whew, that's good. I'm so relieved with your tricks.
It's all literature questions.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Number one, Tom Hardy will star in a London-based play of Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet is a tragedy written by who?
Shakespeare.
Yes. Number two, the couple who owns Marilyn Monroe's house is suing the city for the right to demolish the home, and opposers want to see it preserved as a historic site.
Yeah.
Marilyn had a couple high-profile marriages, including to the one, the author of Death of a Salesman. Who was that? What's his name?
Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller is correct. Name one other author, one other book that he wrote besides Death of a Salesman.
I don't know. I only know him because he was married to her.
Crucible. Number three, Judi Dench.
Sounds like a good one.
That trigger warnings are ruining the viewer experience and says if you're sensitive, don't go to the theater. She first made her professional debut in 1957, starring in many Shakespeare plays such as Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and the one about a man getting a prophecy from 3 witches about becoming the King of Scotland. Which one is that?
I'm just going to take a shot and say Macbeth.
Macbeth is correct.
Yeah!
Number four, Stephen King announced that later this month he's releasing a book of stories called You Like It Darker.
Yes!
The audiobook will be narrated by Stephen King and the actor that played Colonel Dan Weaver in the TV series Falling Skies. Who is that?
I didn't watch that.
It's Will Patton.
You got a Stephen King question that I didn't get?
Yep.
That's a dirty trick right there.
I know. It makes me feel good about myself. Number five, a new trailer for the upcoming Wicked movie has Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo singing popular and defying gravity.
It looks so good.
Wicked is based on The Wizard of Oz, which is an adaptation of the novel by L. Frank Baum. But what was that novel actually called?
I'm going to take a shot. I got 2 guesses here. The Wizard or simply Oz?
No. And you both are wrong. It's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Fine.
All right, I'm sorry, Chris. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. Can't beat it.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $3,500.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.